Thanks for listening to ProWood Films. While 2 weeks can be considered a pretty quick turnaround, there are a few instances where you need super fast video production. Let's dive in. A couple of times that come to mind for fast video production would include breaking news, same-day edits, revision teams, and tight schedules. Breaking news is pretty obvious. Breaking news is, you know, instant broadcasting about a live fire going on, a live criminal activity, a live, you know, any event that's large, like a sporting event. You want that broadcast, and you want it broadcast immediately. You don't even want any delays. You're fighting against people tweeting about it, people calling about it. It's just instantaneous. In situations like this, you might want to do something like live video feeds, live streaming in a variety of different ways. You can do that. Same day edits are where you'd be perhaps shooting all day long, and then you'd have about an hour or so to really put together your finished video. And so it include footage throughout the day, perhaps some sound bites that you've kind of planned out for the edit. You get about an hour, you just take a break, and then during the reception or during the main gala or the main event, you edit together this little short video that you'll actually share live during guests. Now, revision teams is where you basically have heavy corporate interests or regulations where, let's say, finance wants to review the video, legal needs to review the video, your management team, everyone has their own little creative feedback or their, you know, regulatory requirements, and they're wanting to have some sort of say. What we always just recommend there is that you'd have one point person to really approve things or not approve things when you have a really fast video production timeline that you just need to get done. Have scripts approved beforehand. Have one person who's going to interface with all these people and say, can we get approval unless something's absolutely wrong? You know, you can't say such and such phrase or you can't do something. Just having one person point of contact really does help with that. But having that fast video production process, either way, with when those revisions come, it just allows it to get done faster and get new edits up. And it just really helps you out there. Next thing is that tight scheduling. You know, if you've got a trade show coming up, a new product released, you need a new video for highlights, you know, of an event or a nonprofit event you've got going on, having a really streamlined editing process can really enable some really quick turnarounds. The downsides of fast video production, well, there's a few. There's higher stress levels involved for everyone, and really, you're shooting all this footage on a same day edit, and you've got 1 hour to put it all together. That's a high stressful environment, and all of your guests are going to be waiting there for that video. So you can't have any issues, can't have computer issues, can't have memory card issues, can't have editing issues. No issues are allowed. You know, projectors, sound system. It's just everything has to work smoothly, and sometimes that comes at a higher cost then. Because you've got to have redundant systems set up, more so, you know, you've got to have the area for you to go edit, time, perhaps additional crew to help maybe offloading some of the files throughout the day. Anytime we've got higher stakes, you know, a Super Bowl is going to put more preparation into every second of their TV broadcast than perhaps your local high school football game. So some of those glitches you can afford to have at that local channel, but the higher the stakes, the higher the preparation and the cost can end up being. There's scheduling challenges, potentially dealing with a larger crew. You know, you have to schedule all those details. Often it can involve, let's say it was a quick turnaround, like the next day, you have to have the video done. Well, maybe you ought to have people working overnights, extra hours, logistics of that, coordinating the flow of effort and labor. It also magnifies your errors. So let's that same day edit example. You've got 500 people that are going to be watching this, and you would have removed a certain clip, or you would have maybe gone back and, you know, tweaked something, you know, how it kind of all flows together, which looking back over time, you would change through revisions. But during live, you really don't have the time to do all those fine controls, and you just kind of lose some of that ability. That said, that can also be a positive. Because you don't have that issues of multiple revisions, you're actually speeding up your entire editing process. You basically have one person who can watch it, or a few people who can watch it right before, you know, as it's getting edited live. You know, you've got an hour to edit, and you've got a person who's going to approve everything there with you or nearby, and it can just happen really quick. And so that is really stressful, but it's also over really quick. Creative restraint also helps limit that project scope creep where, you know, here was an idea to do this project, and then we decide, well, maybe we want to do another day of shooting with this other thing, and then we want to, you know, maybe shoot a little bit extra more footage this other day, and then we want to edit this, and then, you know, a manager comes in and says, hey, actually, maybe we could do this type of a spin on the video, and now you've got to edit a whole new version. And all of those, you know, the scope of that video creeping out over time just adds in budget costs. So you may have potentially a big time savings right there and cost savings. And then lastly, just the ability to spend less time on post-production, you know, really quick edits, for instance. While that might add or would add time on your pre-production and planning everything out, you would be saving time when you on the back end, and that could allow you to basically create more content overall. For instance, if we want to shoot and edit a video at a camp or some conference, and every day you want to have a highlight video, so you shoot the footage throughout the day, edit together the video, it gets shared, it goes live. Well, every day of the conference, you're able to do that. So you get three or five different videos done completely from shooting to editing. And that just allows you to put out more content because you aren't spending as much time in revisions. Now, just kind of in summary, the typical production turnaround here at ProVid Films is about 2 weeks, finishing from when we, you know, wrap up shooting to the completion of the first round of video edits. Now, often projects are approved right away without really any revisions. Usually there's probably about part of the time, at least there's, you know, one or two, you know, tweaks here or there. Maybe the name of somebody you want changed, or you want to get rid of a shot showing something that you didn't like about your building or facilities or actions, and maybe stretch something out, you know, kind of minor tweaks here and there. All those changes get put into the video. We have a really easy system. And basically, you can click right on the video right that exact second where you see something and say, delete this shot. And then that comes through on our end, and we're able to see all of those requests all at once. And, you know, depending on the project, the budget, the scale, the schedule, all of these edits can take place within a couple of days. So we can get all the feedback at once, have that video done, have it uploaded within a couple of days, and the new video is, you know, rendered, ready to go. If that edit meets all the criteria, it's available for immediate download, and it can get shared, you know, potentially within 2 days of your initial seeing the video. Depending on the size and scope of the project, you know, it could be a few different rounds of revisions, even maybe just one, maybe none. We just try to build at least some sort of revision into the process in case there's some tweaks. The goal is to minimize the edits, not just to minimize the edits, but to really get that video done and out faster, because we realize a video that we've shot, a video that we were partially edited, is doing you no good until it's out in the marketplace. So we encourage people, you know, let us know if there's anything we can help you with, if there's anything that needs to get changed, and we'd be happy to really get your video done and out as fast as possible. And that's why we do fast video production. Check out providfilms.com for more information about projects, portfolio. You can contact us for custom quote on any project you've got coming up. Just call 612-208-8819, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Have a great day.